Antsy Bum Incorporated.
Toilet
Bum. Short story by Magic Elvis, must be written on the evening of May 5, 93.
Must always be left in the dark.
Juliet had a tough day at work. Damn, Andrews was bitching and screaming at her all day. God damn it, that guy was a real asshole. Type this, make that. Then he went and made her bend over to pick a stapler or some shit like that just so he could look at her ass.
Nifty.
Fuck her.
Unique.
Of course, she couldn't protest. Living in the dead-end apartment she did, it was hard enough to get by with having to go on unemployment insurance.
Synonym, choice.
Being a secretary wasn't her lifelong dream, but it would have to do for now.
Synonym,
if her workday seemed bad, that burrito with Mexi fries lunch for great buy. What a deal.
Synonym, nifty.
Rad. Jeez, she thought.
Thrifty.
If I don't get home soon, I'll ruin my skirt.
Synonym,
groovy. Trapped on interstate nanny in a rush hour bitch. It didn't look like she was going anywhere soon, much less home. She wiggled in an uncomfortable position trying to hold it in.
BB slang for cool.
She had to hit the washroom soon, and her car had moved in about half an hour. Not used on Super CG on the radio. Some moron in a self-pickup had rear-ended a bus full of Japs on vacation. Just great, Julie said to herself.
Cool.
Just
prefix.
Great. I need to take a shit, and I'm stuck in the middle of the fucking freeway with some dumb fuck and a bunch of chinks blocking the road. Slamming her hands down hard on the super wheel triggered a small beep from the horn. Grinning to herself as a couple little snots gave her a dirty look from an old pickup, she spotted a sign across the road. It read, Bill's Beef
Homie
and Beer Diner.
And
a bunch of Japs and a bus commute, and surely I can leave my car for a second and use the John over there at Bill's Diner. Quietly slipping out of her car, she tried to cross one lane of traffic, over a grassy knoll, and into the parking lot.
Bears large trousers.
She looked
by
back
definition,
to check traffic,
on the edge
saw her civic anxiety
of
the road. Hadn't moved. Three. One day was pushed open
with
several water pistols. It looked
really, really real.
Not a waitress.
Side
in sight.
Note.
And there wasn't
always
a smell of any smell.
Posse, if they
a smell of any sort of smell.
Fake side
in this case, she wasn't worried about the restaurant.
Look, mommy,
a
homie.
Two.
Yo, bitch, where'd that gangsta bitch with my homie?
Washroom on the far left corner of the day.
Boys, looking at all the tables, fully prepared, with all the cutlery placed out.
Although she was looking straight at it, she failed to notice the thin layer of
bebop hip hop
collected on the table.
NKOTB, bad.
Opening the door to the washroom, she was greeted by a strong smell
law
of
enforcement official.
Clorox.
Yo, bitch!
A ripe smell followed the initial stench of
female
rotting.
Stupid.
Oh, shit, she remarked aloud to no one in general.
Value Village
was
off-white, nifty.
With the paint peeling off
Chill.
The corners. There was a large mirror with
Shut
three
up, motherfucker.
Sinks in front of it. The mirror
Drive
had
in.
A splinter removed
Doing
from the
nothing.
Upper left corner
Slim
and one of the
tripping.
Cap handles was missing.
Motherfucker.
Three toilet booths were situated
suffix
against the north wall,
respect.
As far away from the door as possible.
Mother, suffix, less plate
Julie
version,
just
absent-mindedly
walked
members.
Into the first one and closed the lock
Posse.
Behind her.
Status
toilet was
in
surprisingly clean, compared with the rest of the
Bad.
Booth.
Bad.
The walls were littered
good,
with graffiti,
but at the same
some
time,
genius had chucked wet
amiss.
Toilet paper onto the
Bitch.
Roof to a dry and stiff.
Term of kinship
Fearless
was
and ignoring pain. She undid her jeans
homie
and slid down to her ankles.
A slum full of tripping people and jabbing home boys.
Ah,
Bebop hip-hop people are prohibited from entering this zone.
Her bowels.
Gangsta.
As shit dropped out of her ass, splashing against the
ball,
sometimes sending water back up against her buttocks, she began to beat the walls, falling into a monotone state.
Fila,
a female
worldly
companion
idol.
For hot
Owners
sex,
of Fila articles have special
36.
Extended footwear privileges
Here I
sit and are allowed
to
be fully scathed upon entering
farted.
To the hood.
Hadn't heard that one before, she thought.
Our homies who art in hell, hallowed be thy wrap.
Large etching
thy big pants come,
door.
Thy pants
in
undone,
letters,
at home as it was at school.
Pattern,
give us
a
car, one without a boombox, as we forgive homies to steal our food
ornaments.
Lead us away from bull jacks.
They were congruent, coming together in a way in waves. The M at the end of doom seemed to be sucked down, or at least pulled down. Wow, she said out loud. I wonder why someone would take the time to write Toilet of Doom on the wall. Now, Julie wasn't incredibly fat. At 5'6", she never exceeded 130 pounds at any point in her life. Nevertheless, she was never pleased with her weight and tried everything short of liposuction to remove those last 5 or 10 pounds. Her stomach was tight enough, and she didn't have large breasts. Another shortcoming, she would remind herself. Someday she'd have plastic surgery, she was sure of that. But all that extra weight was in her butt. She hated to wear tight jeans and always wore a set of baggy sweatshorts over her tights and aerobic. Finally done at the toilet, she got up and cleaned her behind. Throwing the used toilet paper into the basin, she got ready to leave when suddenly she felt another urge coming on. Dropping her pants, she sat again. Realizing she already had a full bowl of feces, she flushed. In a rush of cold air, a suction effect suddenly emerged. Julie was stuck to the toilet seat by an incredible sucking effect, quite unlike anything she had ever felt.
Incredible sucking effect.
Scared and a little shaken, she grasped the toilet paper dispenser and attempted to pull herself up. She couldn't. Horrified by the thought of being stuck to the toilet in an empty diner with a car in rush hour traffic, she began the useless fight to free herself from the grasp of the toilet. Without warning, the sucking from the toilet increased. Julie felt shit being pulled from her buttocks, flying hard towards the water. The crap was literally being ripped from her rear while she was trapped on the toilet. When it stopped dragging the crap from her ass, it commenced the worst pull yet. In a quick and insanely painful motion, her entire lower intestine was pulled from her abdomen, through her buttocks and into the basin. She unleashed a tremendous scream, a scream for life. Blood exploded out of her butt, coating the insides of the toilet in a runny red mixture of dying flesh and fresh blood. The toilet started up again, sucking and pulling down, dragging the very flesh on her behind down the drain. With a large pop, her large intestine came out of her hole and was promptly sucked down. The intestines wouldn't tear out, as the 75 feet of long tube-like intestine was slowly ripped from her abdomen. Letting out a blood-curdling scream, Julie glanced up to look at the M in Doom and how closely it seemed to resemble her innards being ripped from her belly. Then, in a huge explosion of blood, the last of her large intestine fell out. And finally killing Pop, her stomach was ripped out of its muscle, sank down past where the intestine should have been, and out her anus. She sank into a deep, never-ending sleep. As she sat on the toilet, the very life being sucked from her, those last 5 or 10 pounds were suddenly ripped straight from her buttocks, leaving huge gaping holes of flesh. Her uterus was pulled outwards through her vagina, and her entire pelvic area was soon in the toilet. The sucking would not stop. The vertebrae and spinal column was the next to go, being ripped directly down, not bothering to stop by the anus and smashing the pelvic bone as it painted a direct path towards the bowl. Along with the backbone, the neural cortex and the brain were ripped from the skull and were also swallowed by the ever-sucking toilet. In a final, meaningless motion, the barely beating heart was ripped downwards, puncturing the lungs. The empty skin fell to the floor, directly below the intricate etching. Meanwhile, a large green grocer's truck had just accidentally crossed the meridian after being sideswiped by an 18-wheeler and just missed Julie's Civic. A few hours later, that same smart aleck DJ was remarking some dork had left his brand new car on the interstate, empty. This file is dedicated to all the guys out there that feel like their life has been sucked away by parents, teachers, girls, or life in fucking general.
Okay.
Way to put a damper on the evening.
So don't want to start a new file here, or what?
We'll record indefinitely.